This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1242. Can you walk and chew gum at the same time?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Do you multitask? How does this affect the quality of your work? Today, get some fun vocabulary on an easy conversation topic that you can use to discuss with native speakers.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing great, Michelle. How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. I feel like I've been trying to do a lot of things at the same time recently. Like, I'm not like really focused on one particular thing. Like, I'm always getting distracted and, you know, I just got to sit there and do what I need to do. And that's it. I feel like that can be, you know, kind of a task that something like a skill to really learn about multitasking.
Oh my gosh, they say that there is no such thing, right? They say that like you actually cannot physically multitask. When you get down to the granular level, your brain can't do two things at once. You think you are, at least that's what I've heard so far. But maybe we have some new information on this topic today.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you consider yourself a good multitasker? I feel like you kind of have to be.
There's always things coming at us at 100 miles an hour, it feels like every day. I aspire to be able to focus on one thing at a time, but I honestly think it's not realistic. I end up toggling between like web browsers, between projects. And, you know, at times I do find it very refreshing, though, when I tell myself I'm going deep into this one thing. And that's more common like on the weekends or if I can block off a morning. But if it's a normal day, day to day schedule, I have a hard time focusing on one thing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, so what are like, so would you talk on the phone or text while driving or walking?
Well, not out here in California because it's illegal. Oh, yeah. If you can't drive with your phone in your hands out here. And I definitely wouldn't because I'm scared of the traffic out here. But yeah, I have before. I mean, generally, I'll let the calls go and just sort of, but I might text a little
bit at a stoplight. What about while walking?
Yeah, all the time.
Phone or text?
Yeah. You?
Me too. Especially while walking. I don't even drive that much, so it's not even really a thing. But while walking, I definitely do. And, you know, it's even with walking, like I think I'm okay doing it, but I don't really think it's actually that safe.
Yeah, Michelle, that's probably not super safe to be texting while you're walking. Have you ever hit something like a sign?
Probably. I can't think of any specific examples, but yeah, I feel like it's not that good. I feel like we really need to just focus on what we're doing. What about this? Are you the type of person, can you listen to music while studying or doing work?
I can't. A lot of people can, but I need silence. Like, and I also need like a clear desk. And space and silence and no one
around. Space and silence. The two S's. Yeah. I don't necessarily need the space, but I do need the silence. Like I definitely know a lot of people that, you know, they like to like really use music to help them, you know, really get in the zone. And I can't. It just distracts me. I need to focus.
Yeah, especially if there's lyrics. For me, I guess maybe I haven't really tried studying without lyrics, like with opera music or something, but I doubt it would work. I think silence is the key. Silence is golden.
That's right. So, Lindsay, you actually sent me a while back a cool article from the New York Times about multitasking. And it was called The High Price of Multitasking. We all do it. The question is how. And it's July 14th, 2019 by Daniel T. Willingham. And this is a really good article. Guys, we're going to give you the link to this article on the blog. And today we're really going to talk about this idea of multitasking and discuss the article a little bit, our opinions, and we're going to give you some cool words and phrases to go along with it. Sound good, Lindsay?
Yeah, and I love that we're talking about this because this is good for our English now, and it's also a good conversation topic that you guys can take into your connections. So keep this in mind. You're going to use this topic to open it up with someone else.
Exactly, exactly. It's fun to talk about these things, actually. This is a really good conversation starter. So this article, it's really interesting, and it kind of talks about how multitasking is pretty tough. And it does talk about areas like driving and doing work and studying, and they talk a lot about cell phones, which is one of the reasons why I was asking about you with, you know, the driving and texting, things like that. So I think that that's really interesting. And Willingham talks about how multitasking isn't actually really multitasking.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it's not that you do them at the same time. It's that you change off between two things that you're doing, right? You switch back and forth. He says that, you know, it can be okay if there's space in between the things being done and you've kind of planned for this. You know, okay, I'm going to do this for 20 minutes and then I'm going to take a little break and then I'm going to do this for 20 minutes. But he, like, for example, driving, he says, is not one of these things because things happen unexpectedly when you're driving. You don't know what's going to happen and you don't know what the interruptions could be. And so that you can't multitask with.
For sure. For sure. Even listening to music or a podcast, I find is sometimes too distracting for me.
Right. Right. Well, that's that's exactly what I was saying. So, yeah, I totally agree, Lindsay. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to work on a couple different things, you know, you just have to kind of plan ahead for it. And, you know, he mentions how, you know, people multitask for many different reasons. So sometimes, you know, they feel that it can be more efficient or be more interesting. I mean, do you feel that, Lindsay?
Well, I think this is really interesting that I'm finding, I don't know if anyone else is finding this, but I'm finding that in this super fast paced environment of being online all the time, being on our phones, my mind like wants to consume. Like it wants to consume content. And so I'm constantly, if I'm loading a browser and it's taking a little too long, I will open another window and go to the New York Times and start looking at the headlines. Like it's, and it's scary. Like this has happened over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I think it started to happen more when I got a smartphone in like 2012.
Yeah.
But I've been noticing, especially in the last few years, I'm almost like addicted to consumption of information. And I bet our listeners are having a similar feeling. Are you experiencing that or do I have an issue?
No. No, it doesn't mean that we don't have issues, but I am experiencing it as well. It doesn't mean it's not an issue, though, just because we both have it. No, I definitely do. I like get super bored really quickly and I have to look up something on my phone. Even if I'm waiting for the train, it's going to take two minutes. And then I have to look at my phone. It's like I can't just like be alone with my thoughts for one second.
It's kind of sad. It's so bad. And in my meditation practice, the whole point of it is to work against that, to kind of erode that and to kind of go in the opposite direction, to be able to sit with nothing actually happening. That is meditation. Right. Nothing is happening and that is okay. And so I feel like we have to counteract it with something, whether it's meditation or some other practice, because our society is going to change significantly with this new way of just voracious consumption.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And he kind of talks about how, you know, one of the reasons people listen to music while they're working is because, even if they're not good, like, let's say they know that it's going to keep them from being good at focusing, right? At least they figure, okay, I'm not going to be focusing more, but I'm going to enjoy what I'm doing more. So it's almost like they feel like, I'll be better at multitasking, not because I'm good at it, but because I, you know, otherwise I might just not, you know, focus. I might not enjoy what I'm doing. So it's kind of better than nothing. So I thought that was a very interesting point.
That's interesting. So they feel like the work, whatever they're trying to do, is intolerable just as it is. So they have to add something else to kind of make it fun, more fun. Interesting.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay. Wow.
Right. Yeah. So that's really interesting. So it's kind of, you know, you make that decision. Okay. I know, you know, it's not going to be as good if I do it like this, but I'm going to like it more. And so in that way, I'll be doing a better job.
Ooh. Okay. Also kind of dangerous.
Right. Exactly. You know, it's tough to think about that and see if that would apply to, you know, everyone's work. And then another part that I found interesting was he kind of gave these like three main tips or thoughts about multitasking. Mm-hmm. And he talked about how, and Lindsay, this is what you were saying in the beginning. You can't produce two things at once. You actually cannot.
Human brain can't do it.
Right. There's no benefit to this. So even if you enjoy what you're doing, you just can't. You can't actually produce two things at once, even if you think you are.
Yeah, you're fooling yourself, right? If you're saying I multitasked on this and I got so much done, actually, no, you didn't. But yeah, that's fascinating. I had heard that before. I mean, that there's research out on that. That's true. Yeah, fascinating. What else? Like, what was the second thing that he gave us a tip on?
Yeah, well, he talked about how, you know, you can decide if you do want to multitask, but at that point, you actually have to evaluate what would happen if you have these tasks and each task was not done to its full potential, right? Because you are, you know, doing multiple things at once or switching back and forth. And, you know, in that sense, he talks about driving. So if you can't, you know, if you're driving and you're listening to music, you have to imagine, okay, well, what if then my driving suffers a little bit? Well, that's kind of a big deal, right? So
it depends on where you are, I guess.
Right. Or what you're doing, right? So if it's driving, but if it's just that you have two homework assignments and you're switching back and forth, and okay, if each one wasn't done to its full potential, well, do you need to get a good grade? Then it's important.
Yeah, you have to decide. I mean, you know, it depends on, I think when it comes to driving, just where are you driving? Like the other day I was driving my friend to LAX, to the airport, and I was coming back. It was like noon, but you know, LA is famous for the 7-lane highways and the craziness. And I was like, look, this is one of my first times driving in LA. I'm turning off the music completely and I'm just going to listen to the GPS because I have to be focused. Right. But, you know, on our road trip out here, we're driving at 80 miles an hour in these like Iowa highways and it's wild. Wide open, you can see everything. So you guys have to pick and choose, you know, when can you actually handle music and when can you not?
Right. Exactly. And then the last thing he mentioned that I thought was really interesting was the importance of breaks, right? Saying like, okay, I'm not going to multitask, but to motivate myself, instead of just going, switching back and forth and maybe my work will suffer, you know, say, okay, I take a break. I'm going to do this amount of work and then I'm going to take a break. And that can be a way, instead of doing something else, that you can motivate yourself. So find different ways that you can make yourself want to focus more.
Yeah, I mean, just to add to that, I think not only breaks in the day, but breaks as in terms of vacations and weekends. Because I don't know if you find this, Michelle, but I find that when I go on a vacation and totally get away from work, I'm so much more efficient when I get back.
Right.
And even when I have a nice weekend where I don't work, I just do fun stuff, breweries, whatever I want to do, I am more efficient on Mondays. I'm like back to business. I feel clear. I feel ready, as opposed to Friday where I'm burnt out, you know?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I think those breaks are so key, right? Not just for multitasking, but just for in general life, giving yourself that time to refresh, recharge.
Exactly. We do have a couple of fun little English phrases about multitasking, right? I mean, this is a fun
one. We do. I love this one. Lindsay, what is it?
To walk and chew gum at the same time. I mean, you guys might hear this phrase in the movies, in pop culture. We use it a lot, and we use it to say that you can do two things at once, or you can't, right? You say, I can't walk and chew gum at the same time. For example, I really think we can watch this show while we do our work. We can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Right. So in that way, you're using it as an encouragement, right? Like, we can do this. We can do this, right?
Yeah. It's
but you can use it. Mm-hmm. Right. You're being playful, but you can also use it in a way like, oh no, we can't walk and chew gum at the same time. We can't do this. We're going to have to do one or the other, right?
Yeah. Or some people will use it to like insult someone. Oh, he can't even walk and chew gum at the same time. Like to say someone's not smart or something, in kind of a rude way. People might use that. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Lindsay, so what's another word that we can use?
To juggle. This one is good. This one is super modern and useful. So I can't juggle all of these tasks. It's too much at once. That's a good one.
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you actually are thinking of juggling balls in the air, and it's the same idea. It's like, I can't, you know, something's going to drop. I can't do all of them.
Exactly, exactly. Or to balance would be another way that we use to talk about our schedules. I can balance all these tasks. I just have to focus and take my time.
Right, right, right. Exactly. And then the last one is funny because I realized that you said this phrase the other day and I said we should do an episode on it. And now I just realized that I already did. So too many things up in the air. Ooh. So Lindsay, what does that mean basically?
Well, something's up in the air. Something is undetermined. It's still kind of not sure. So I have too many things up in the air right now. Can I start that other project later? Like, you don't know if you're going to do those things or what's going to happen with those things. So things are undetermined.
Right, right. Oh, these are fun. I like these.
Yeah. One bonus one I want to add is it's similar to the last one, but it's a little bit different. Something about plates spinning. Too many plates spinning in the air at the same time.
Oh.
Where you're trying to balance, again, using that key phrase, balance too many projects, too many things are on your mind. So guys, these are really good. And this is going to be a big conversation topic for our listeners.
Right, right, right. I love it. Yeah, this is good. So Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Oh my gosh, this is huge. Guys, the question is, do you multitask? You probably do.
Yeah.
And ask yourself, how is this impacting your life? Are you being safe? When are you multitasking? And then ask yourself, could you be more productive if you did it less, if you could focus? And come back to our blog and let us know what you have found about your own habits. Come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes, type 1242 in that bar, and tell us in the comments.
Okay, this is a fun one, guys. Go check out that article and, you know, let us know.
Absolutely. And guys, remember, if you want to be able to get the transcripts, you have two ways to get transcripts from today's episode. You can get them delivered by email at allearsenglish.com/subscribe, or you can get them in the iOS app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Okay. This was fun, Lindsay. Thanks for sending me that article and have a good day.
Yeah, good topic today, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.